Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already 30 seconds into this third hour, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live here for another hour. I know we have loaded phone lines and so much news. I want to get into Bush's anti-gun activities for neocons out there that are ignorant on this fact. Also, tough new tactics by U.S. to tighten grip on Iraq towns, basically setting them up like concentration camps. Newt Gingrich says we've gone off the edge of a cliff in Iraq, and just a ton of other absolutely amazing news, deaths of Clinton confidants left and right, and other top globalists dying mysteriously and being butchered. So that is coming up as well. Right now, let's get back to the calls. Dan in Illinois, you were trying to make another point when we hit the last break. Go ahead.
Yeah, just two real quick things, Alex. One is that once the government, the people in charge, got a taste of the power like a drug, they've been plotting and scheming ever since how to get more and more to how to control people as adults. I mean, like children. So to the point where anyone who's got guns now are treated like as rebellious children because they're not going to be able to control them so easily.
And it's all in our best interest, all to take care of us. The government cares so much about us, but really it's about controlling the cattle.
That's right. And now the other thing I was going to say is that a lot of times, people reap what they sow as far as that's concerned. You know, Bush-loving Dr. Dobson in his newsletter one time I read is that he helped pass the ordinance in Colorado Springs that if you swear, you'd be put in jail. So now people use the word Christian, they're going to be put in jail. I mean, that's how crazy it is. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about.
Well, no, I agree. I mean, I don't agree with drugs, but the criminalization of them energizes the criminals, creates 9 out of 10 crimes, and there's more drugs on the streets than ever before.
And it creates animosity, you know what I mean, because there's this restriction going on, these two different sides at all times.
It does. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
I appreciate it. Eric in Connecticut, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I have something to tell you. I actually have been in the Masonic fraternity for nigh close to 20 years now. And I've been a fairly active member. And not too long ago, I asked God, and this is no lie, I asked God to put me in the way of knowledge that I had been previously ignorant to. And this was shortly before I discovered you and discovered a lot of other information on the Internet and elsewhere about September 11th, Pearl Harbor, and many, many other things. And I have to be honest with you, Alex, I'm really starting to question my Masonic affiliation. I'm really starting to question, does this organization put on a very friendly front that talks about brotherly love, relief, and truth? Where behind the scenes, though, there's a real dark series of actions going on to basically create this new world order, to create all this chaos and mayhem, and to advance Satan's cause.
What degree are you?
Well, I made Master Mason. I was raised in 87, March of 87. I was raised, and I've been, like I said, I've been fairly active. I was sort of in the chairs, and I've sat in the east and all this kind of thing, and I've initiated candidates and the whole thing. And like I said, I'm reading this book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. I've done some studying on it, and I have to really start to question. I look at these bloodlines. I look at the Illuminati script of World War II. World War II followed an Illuminati script.
Well, you're sitting in the Albert Pike wrote about it in the 1770s. Your big Grand Mason, founder of the Klan, and all the rest of it. Pike, you're sitting in the command base of the Masons up in Connecticut.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not really D.C. I tell you what, stay there, Eric. We'll talk more about the Masons and what they really are when we get back after this break. Then we'll go to Howard and Ralph and others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get to more of your calls and into more of this news after this quick break. This should be an interesting discussion with Eric, so don't hang up, Eric. Stay right there. We'll be back to you after this break.
Hey,
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, my friends, more on the Supreme Court saying, hey, we're not going to hear the case out of the big federal court in San Francisco where they say that they can ban any gun they want. Now, the Supreme Court has agreed with that, and that's what they've done. That will have national implications. More on that, more about the real abuse of the Iraqi people going on in Iraq by our troops. But they have to do this in preparation for sending in the UN as the saviors. Newt Gingrich says we've gone off the edge of the cliff in Iraq. It's all coming up and more. And, of course, we've got loaded phone lines. Eric in Connecticut says that he's a Master Mason. I guess by that he would mean a 32nd degree. And he says that in the last period of time since he discovered this show or asked God to show him the truth, that he found this show and has been researching the New World Order, that he asked questions. But let me boil down in just a nutshell what the Masons are. Back at the time of Solomon's Temple, even before that, in Egypt, they had secret construction guilds. The mathematics was one of the most powerful things, most valuable things on earth. Construction secrets were power. And they didn't just have public schools to teach construction. So they formed secret societies, secret rites, to make sure that they were not giving building secrets or mathematics secrets to anyone but a part of the union. It was a union, just like a steel workers union or an education union or a plumbers union, whatever, today. And of course, because it was ancient, it had a lot of Babylon mystery religion trappings because it came out of antiquity. And any type of science had religion wrapped around it. It's like astrology grew into the real science of astronomy. But all of our sciences began in what you'd call alchemy. They would attach religious significance to any type of reaction. And over time, it picked up more and more of history, more and more secrets, and the Masonic system, from time to time, gets infiltrated at the top and controlled by different groups of people. The Masons will argue that, well, George Washington was a Mason, and Sam Houston in Texas was a Mason, the Lone Star State, and the obelisk are all Masonic Egyptian symbols, and, you know, the secrets are the secrets of Solomon's temple, and you know, this is what the Masons are into. Texas is one of the strongest Masonic states other than Connecticut in the Union. And almost all of those that died at the Alamo were Masons. And they meant well. They were mid-level Masons. They weren't at the higher levels. George Washington wrote letters near the end of his life warning about the Illuminati Masons that were taking over. Any secret society, any good old boy network is perfect for what we'd call intelligence agencies today to take them over. And that's exactly what's happened. And it's compartmentalized like the CIA. In fact, the CIA is mainly Masons because it's tailor-made for it. And it's compartmentalized with 99% having no idea what the ultimate secrets are. But Albert Pike admitted what some of those ultimate secrets were, writer of Morals and Dogma, Supreme Grand Mason, over 100 years ago, you know, the big granddaddy, folks. And he said, we worship Lucifer, and then he gives us power, and that's the God they worship at the higher levels. When I went to the Bohemian Grove and saw one of the mid-level rituals that most Masons would never be allowed to see, but that the higher levels, you know, are even more into more advanced black magic, I saw what you would kind of call Golden Dawn, or not white magic, not black magic, but so ancient that it's just Babylonian. And they went through this earth mother goddess, horn god stuff, basically paganism, Wiccan stuff. But most Masons are lured in that, oh, this is a Christian organization. And over in England, there's been a lot of mainstream news articles about how you can't get a consulting job. You can't get a big government job. You can't get found not guilty unless you're a Mason, or unless your barrister's a Mason. And they found out that they're all scratching each other's backs. It's like Italian mafia or something. It's kind of a WASP mob, you could say. And they team up with other Masons around the world. It's a global thing. My great-great-uncle told my father the story of when he was running bars during Prohibition in Houston. Some guys tried to rob him. He killed two of them, walked in, flashed the Mason in distress sign at the judge, instantly case dismissed. So it's also basically a license to kill. Number one, Eric, you say you're a practicing Master Mason. Is anything I've said been inaccurate? And then you say you're beginning to wake up to this and have questions. You have the floor. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Alex. When I said Master Mason, I was talking about Blue Lodge. I had, you know, it's just the third degree Master Mason degree. I have not gone into the higher levels up to the 32nd, although I had many offers. I was briefly involved with the Grotto. I had offers to go into the Eastern Star, which is primarily the sort of the women's arm of the Masons. I was offered to go into Scottish Rite, York Rite, and various other things. But, you know, there's sort of a little voice gnawing at me, and I'm asking myself, okay, Eric, have you sort of been a useful idiot here in the trenches of this giant fraternity? You know, I ask myself this question, have I sort of been a useful idiot, you know, practicing the tenets? I mean, the tenets that are preached in my lodge seem to be wonderful tenets, but is it a veneer for something that's far deeper and far more dark?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you haven't even gotten into the Scottish Rite, and if you haven't got up into the higher degrees, by the way, there's 360 degrees.
Really?
Yeah, and humans can't go over about the 76.
Huh.
Yeah, and then there's principality sitting at the other points of the compass with Lucifer at 360.
Because, yeah, like I said, I was offered, you know, many times to go
and
into the
And look where
higher.
You are. You're at the third level.
Well, technically, they say the Master Mason is the highest rank. The third degree, when you are raised to a Master Mason, that is...
And then they claim that the 33rd degree is only honorary.
That's what they say.
Not true.
I'm sorry?
Not true.
Oh, really?
Not true.
See, there's a lot of things that, like I said, Alex, I'm sort of a neophyte here. I'm just beginning to learn all this stuff. There's so many chapters, so many verses, and I'm just sort of on the beginning of a very long journey.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got involved. I was working at the shipyard in Groton, and I was, you know, in fact, I was involved with the design and the construction of Trident subs, the ballistic missile subs, and the 688s, and a lot of the guys that I knew in the shipyard were Masons, and I talked to them, and I sort of got interested, and next thing I knew, I was surrounded by Masons, and I was joined. I joined at the age of 28, a little older than you. I'm about 45, and, you know, for a while, it seemed like a very interesting thing. I met a lot of good guys and everything, but like I said, I asked God to put me in the way of knowledge.
Yeah, a Mason's not supposed to ask you to join.
Well, they didn't ask me
but
to
I've
join.
Had them ask me to join over and over and over again.
Really? No, they can do it very subtly without coming
out
and asking
you. Would you like to join? You know, people ask to join. We'd like to talk to you. We'd like you to, well, have you thought about joining?
Right, exactly. So I just wanted to mention that to you, and I also, I have something here. There was an article in my paper over the weekend about Admiral Kimmel, Pearl Harbor, the fight presses on. And if you'd like, I can send it to you from the New London Day. And it has a whole... Admiral Kimmel, he died in 1968 in Groton. In fact, he lived like right down the street from where I grew up. And he was stripped of two bars. And there's a group here locally that's trying to press Mr. Bush, who's sitting on his nice little hands, not doing anything about exonerating Admiral Kimmel. And his family and friends have been pressing for like 2 years now to exonerate him officially via presidential decree, and Bush isn't doing anything. And I think that he's concerned that if he admits it to a cover-up in Pearl Harbor, well, geez, maybe there was a big cover-up in 9/11 too.
Well, look, just like the Kennedy assassination, just like Gulf of Tonkin, all of this is fake. Pearl Harbor was a staged event. That's an admitted fact, and I appreciate your call, sir.
Alex, I could send you the article if you'd like.
Yes, please do that.
Certainly will. God bless you, Alex. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I mean, look, it's like the CIA. Most people are good in the CIA. They're compartmentalized. Most people are good in the Masonic lodges. They don't know what they're part of. That's why you got to judge a tree by its fruits to know what the person's really up to. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess, up next here is Howard in Colorado. Howard, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how are you? You have a great show. Actually, I'm from Washington, D.C., and I've been doing a lot of demonstrating. I spend 3 or 4 nights a week in front of the White House chanting against this Bush and this regime that he set up. And as far as I'm concerned, this is nothing more than a fascist government. And I have one thing or two things I want to talk to you. This is curtains ordered for media coverage on returning coffins, which I'm sure you're aware of. And this is what Barbara Bush, George Bush's mother, said on Good Morning America on March 18th, 2003. Her quote is, let me quote her, "Why should we hear about body bags and deaths and how many? What day it's going to happen and how many this or... What do you suppose? Oh, I mean, it's not relevant. So why should I waste my beautiful mind on something like that?" Well, so far as of...
Well, let me stop you and I'll hold you over.
Okay.
Barbara Bush, about a month ago, said on CNN's Larry King Live, and we've got the transcript posted, she said, "If anybody talks about my husband or my children, they're dead." Now, that's a death threat from the former first lady, the CIA director's wife. I take that serious. And the woman that sued the president alleging rape got shot in the back of the head about a month ago in Houston, Texas, and it only rated a mere mention in the obituary. So I take it serious when Barbara Bush starts talking about how you talk bad about her family, you're dead. Stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Oh my! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Talking to Howard, man. Howard, so you're in Washington D.C. right now?
No, no, I'm in Colorado. But
okay,
I'm
good, because you told us Colorado. That's why
yeah,
we said
that's
that. Okay.
I'm up in Eagle Vale. But let me say.
But you're saying you've been in D.C. protesting. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, well I live there part of the year, and I know it's just like a police state there. I'm continually harassed in front of the White House by the uniformed Secret Service, the park police, and watched all the time. I mean, it's just nothing but a police state. And as of October 17th, 2003, there was 336 men killed. In the same period in Vietnam, there were only 324 killed.
And also, I would add to this that you mentioned the covering up the coffins.
That's right.
That's what the Soviets did. Why are they Why are they putting up curtains so we can't see how many are dead?
They don't want any media coverage because it arouses too much public dissent against the war. And so they won't let the media into Dover, Delaware, where they bring those coffins back. They won't let you see the coffins. They won't. A lot of these guys aren't getting their proper burials. And
also, I have a AP article a few months ago where they will not allow the media into the hospitals to talk to the troops.
That's absolutely right. At Walter Reed Army Medical Center, you can't get in there, or the Naval Hospital, or the VA Hospital. So, I mean, there's a total curtain on this, and it's all a lot of whitewash.
And not surprisingly, there have been reports of all the big bases, the medical bases, not giving people treatment for months.
That's exactly right.
So what happens when you don't have oversight? Bad things happen. It's a historical fact.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely correct. But the other thing I want to mention, did you know that Prescott Bush, George Bush's grandfather, funds were taken under the War Powers Act for supporting Nazi Germany?
Yeah, and he first got in trouble in 42, then he got busted again in 53, running the Nazis out of Germany and controlling their assets until
right.
1953.
Yeah, so this is the kind of slime and scum that we got running our government.
Now, you've certainly got to understand, though, Howard, that they're just puppets. Bill Clinton was bad, too.
Yeah, oh, I understand that. I mean, the whole thing is...
Yeah, because if we just say one party's bad, it helps the globalists, because they've still got the other party we're believing in.
No, I understand that. These guys already, they got their marching orders by the time they get in there. And
Hey, thanks for the call.
Okay.
I appreciate you taking action, Howard. Great job as an American. That's what America's all about, is demonstrating and protesting and writing letters and marching. It's all about taking action. It's so American. Ralph in Oklahoma. Ralph, welcome.
Yes, Alec. Are you there, Alec?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I spoke with John Saturday, and I was surprised he didn't know a thing about it. And anyway, that's the Scott Eisner case in Oklahoma.
I'm about to get to that. I mentioned it in the first hour.
Okay. You're already up.
Well, why don't you tell folks about it?
Well, best I know, this probably started in late October. He killed two people there in the Depew area, and they had him surrounded in a 10-acre wooded patch. Okay, the establishment spent 30 days or better there and an untold fortune. Couldn't flush him out, and I guess they gave up on it, and you didn't hear it. You know, that was the end of the topic of all your news you heard. And then just a little while, he reemerges. I guess it was in Arkansas, because an Arkansas doctor and his wife, he kidnapped them, and they wound up in Texas. And once he revealed to them that he had nothing to lose and who he was and all that, the doctor pulls his little .22 caliber revolver out and shoots him four times in the chest. Well, that takes care of everything. Other than he needed a bigger pistol because this guy survived and is now waiting.
Yeah, he should have had a .357 Magnum or
exactly. Yeah,
.357 Sig.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I know somebody comes in my house, they're going to get shot with a Mossberg shotgun, and they're going to get seven rounds.
Right, yeah. Me,
semi-auto.
I'm with you on that. But anyway, within 3 days, is almost just like Oklahoma City when this thing first started, clear back in, let's say, late October.
Yeah, when a citizen defended and did what the cops couldn't get done, suddenly the story disappears. There are stacks
right.
of articles every day where people defend themselves. Folks, guns are used conservatively five times more often to stop crime by citizens. That's not counting the police numbers to stop crime, and they are used in crimes. Guns make us safe.
It's just like Oklahoma City, the way they have reconstructed the news to leave out that part that the armed citizens did for just a few cents. With a .22 caliber pistol, what they'd spend a fortune on.
Yeah, what is that, about 20 cents?
For a .22, I'd be way less. For four rounds with a .22, it'd be a lot less than 20 cents.
I wonder why the doctor didn't put it up to his temple.
I'm sure he's wondering that himself.
Yeah, they'll probably arrest him. They would
yeah.
in England.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that.
We'll be back. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I really needed to lose weight. I was tired, lethargic. So far, using the collagenate, I've lost 46 pounds.
46 pounds with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Bernadine, tell me about those inches.
Inches off of my chest, my waist, my hips, my thighs. I was at about a 20, pushing into a size 22. I'm down to a size 14. People have been telling me I look younger. I've lost 46 pounds with collagenate. It's just one of the best investments I've ever made.
I am so glad that Bernadine took my advice to lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. That was Bernadine's personal experience, and it can be yours next. What are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Call now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. THIN.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Termbusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
All right, folks, I'm going to take about four more calls quickly because I got to launch into some of the news we haven't gotten to yet. Believe me, it's important. Let's go ahead and talk to Brock in British Columbia. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Good to talk to you, Brock.
I wanted to ask you about Planet X, and is it for real? What is it? And I also wanted to ask, in a nutshell, if you could, who killed John F. Kennedy?
Okay, Brock, let me answer those questions. Thanks for the call. If you've been listening to the show for a long period of time, you know that I said 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that Planet X was a complete fraud. I mean, when it comes from Zachariah Sitchin, the little New Age propagandist funded by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, and he goes and interprets these Sumerian texts, and it's been proven that he interpreted them wrong, and there's this 10th planet, and it's going to swing around and every 3,600 years and kill us, cause earthquakes and titanic floods and all the rest of this. And everybody got on the air, not everybody, but a lot of people, and picked up on this and said, oh, it's the end of the world, it's going to hit us. It was supposed to kill us last summer. And then, strangely enough, you notice that Mars got closer to the Earth than it had been in hundreds of thousands of years. In fact, it got half as close as it than from what normally is. It covered half the distance from its normal orbit around the Earth. And a lot of researchers, like Tex Mars and others, had looked at this and said that the Planet X phenomenon is a coming of the occult. And so this was all a double meaning for the occultist in high places. And again, when I talk about occultists in high places, I mean Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, the Thule Society, real stuff we can prove is going on. I only talk about real documented issues. And so for them, they meant by Planet X, they meant Mars getting close to the Earth as the sign of their coming to power. And Mars is still quite close to the Earth. It gains more distance back to its normal position every day, every minute. But it's still a lot larger and more prominent in the sky than it is in any thousand-year wait you might engage in. So what happened a few months ago was very historical. But Planet X, I predicted 3-4 years ago that when it didn't hit us, the scammers would then say, or the useful idiots would then say, oh, Planet X was on the Gregorian calendar, was off 3 years. So it's really coming in 3 years now. And just like clockwork, they said, oh, it's the Gregorian calendar. We were wrong. Now it's going to be coming in 2 years, 3 years from now. So they can keep selling their books and videos, and that is exactly what they did. It wasn't a hard guess. These scam preachers that say the end of the world is next year, give me all your money. Every time the end of the world didn't come, you know, in 1987 or whatever, like they'd said, they would then say, oh, it's the Gregorian calendar. It's in 3 years. And then start the whole process over again. So I stick to legislation and bills and real things. I'll tell you what is scary. Record sun blast, solar coronas, ejections, super flares that have never been seen before in the last 160 years since they've been recording it. But again, we only have 160 years of data, so is this abnormal? We don't know. That's real. That's scary. Genetically engineered super weapons that kill specific races of humans. Those are real. Those are scary. That is nightmarish, to the 10th degree. The genetic engineering of the food crops, killing the life cycle where plants don't create their own seeds. Monsanto trying to buy up all the seed companies. That's ominous and frightening. So there's enough real stuff. But governments into these type of scams, into world scams, to get control with their global warming. A lot of preachers get a lot of gas mileage out of it. I don't do it. Now, that was your first question. You asked who killed Kennedy? The large banks that own the military-industrial complex ordered Texas hitmen and others under CIA control. And we've had the witnesses and the people that were there and LBJ's lawyer and his mistress on the show, and it's all admitted now that they did the planning and execution, but the big bankers pulled the lever, ordered the hit, because Kennedy wanted to get us out of the Federal Reserve. He wanted to stop letting corporations be international and leave the U.S. He was going to increase tariffs on trade. He was getting us out of Vietnam. He cut taxes by 50%. They were not happy with him. He was going to abolish the CIA. Let's talk to Don in North Carolina. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Got a quick question. I was looking at a video. It's on the Propaganda Matrix. It was done by John Pilger. It's called Breaking the Silence.
Yeah, it's a streaming video. It's leftist right. Stuff about the UN being our savior, but the news about Afghanistan and Iraq is very accurate.
Yeah, I was just wondering, is there a chance maybe you could have him on as a guest?
I thought about that when I watched it, yes.
Yeah, because he seems pretty knowledgeable. And, you know, it's a pretty interesting video if people want to watch it. It's on the multimedia section. And one other thing I just wanted to mention real quick about the Freemasonry. And the Scottish Rite Journal, it's the March 2002 edition, have some photographs of one of the Grand Masons, Erica, in Cuba. It says in here that Cuba has over 316 lodges on the island. So you got to wonder why Cuba, the small island, needs 316
yeah,
lodges.
And you have to wonder why, if it's such a freedom organization, why hasn't Fidel kicked it out of the country?
I mean, it's crazy. Down in Charlotte, you know, Charlotte's pretty well inundated with Freemasonry. And, you know, they have all seeing eyes on the pavement down here, and bees, you know, they put bees on the pavement. You know, they named their original basketball team the Hornets, and they played in the Beehive. They named their hockey team is the Checkers. Checkerboard is a symbolic of the Masons. But, there's a lot of obelisks.
No, you're absolutely right. Obelisk, all-seeing eyes,
checker. All over and the Carlyle Group has an office here in Charlotte, too. They actually have an office right here in Charlotte. And James Baker has a business here, too, but I think it has to do with, I know what it is. It's a book publishing for libraries and schools. You know, I'd have to pull up the documents, but I don't remember reading.
Yeah, it's an educational system.
Yeah, yes. There's a lot of things are in Charlotte because of the big banks here. I think they're number two banking center behind New York.
By the way, they've looked at James Baker's textbooks. You'd think Bill Clinton had written them, but he's so conservative.
Yeah, wasn't he just handed over the Iraqi? He's going to manage the reconstruction of Iraq or something.
Yeah, the hundreds of billions of dollars of funds will be managed by James Baker. And then they'll say, oh, he's independent, as he hands out the contracts to Dick Cheney and others. It's blatant, out-of-control corruption right in front of our faces. And how do you think these neocons, Don, sit here while Bush pushes through more gun control than has ever been seen, and they hail him as this wonderful conservative?
People are just stupid. You know, even my friends, you know, you can show them the doggone contrails in the sky day in and day out, and they just say, well, that's just an atmosphere effect. But, I mean, it's pollution.
Well, that's a question I have. Why do the trails disappear in seconds a few years ago, but now they hang there for hours, but planes right next to it aren't leaving trails? I just don't know why that's happening.
Yeah, well, I've seen it down in South Texas, where I'm from originally, and I've actually seen an airplane. It looked like a 707. It was at a lower altitude. And he was just blowing stuff out the back of the airplane.
But again,
but he was low enough to see that I could actually identify the airplane.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Don.
Okay.
Two last calls. I got to move quick here. Let's talk to Stan in Missouri, then Spencer. Go ahead, Stan.
No, hello, Alex. Yeah, I heard you talking earlier about the NRA wanting this gun registration, and then you said also that they wanted to be able to tell us, give us permission where we could drive around with a gun in their car and all this. The NRA does not own us, Alex.
Well, for those that don't know that just joined us, the Supreme Court ruled that they agree with the ruling by the Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. So you got the Republican-controlled court agreeing with the socialist court, that and the San Francisco court said, federal court, they can ban any gun they want, that the Second Amendment is not an individual right. Now, they said that, 6 months ago. Now the Supreme Court throws out this suit against it and says, we agree with the lower court. And, again, you're not going to hear word one about this from Rush Limbaugh.
Alex, you remember, they've had two different court interpretations on the Second Amendment. They need to get their act together. They really do. These people, this is just completely insane.
Well, yes, we have the Fifth Circuit saying it is an individual right that cannot be infringed. Then you have the California court saying it can be. But now the big Supreme Court says, we're going with San Francisco.
Yeah.
So I'd like people to call into the Sean Hannity's and the, oh, I forgot they screened the calls, you won't get through. I'd like you to call through to the Michael Wieners. Savages of the world. The name's Wiener, folks. And stand up to them.
That's what we've got to do, Alex. We've got some corruption going on right now down here in Sedalia, Missouri, with a public administrator. Her name's Marilyn Smith. And for those people who are not familiar with what a public administrator's job is, they take care of the disabled and the elderly that are not able to take care of their financial resources. But what this young lady did, Alex, this will really make your blood boil. She was in charge of taking care of an 83-year-old blind lady's house and taking care of her. Well, she had a cleaning entourage that went into her house, and they found $90,000 underneath this poor lady's carpet. So what do? They go in there and they take it to her, Marilyn Smith. And what she does, she said that the house was only valued like $1,000. She spends $54,000 on this lady's house to get it back in shape. This is the kind of corruption that's going on in your local and your state administration.
And then I'm sure all of her buddies got the bids.
Yes, Alex. And another thing they done this poor lady too, they were taking her to church. Now, you're really going to love this one. You know, the churches there, they ought to go in, you know, and help the elderly, you know, take them. Well, one of the guys who was going to her church was charging her $100 a month just to take this poor elderly lady to church.
All right, thanks. Thanks for the call. Boy, that's sad. That's sick. Last caller, Spencer in Ohio. Go ahead, Spencer.
Sir Alex, I always wondered why the Constitution didn't mention government by the Masons for the Masons. We're being hoodwinked by false divinators, and when George W. Bush became president, he said he read a book by John Quincy Adams called Letters on Freemasonry, which Tex Mars has republished, and I bought that book. And my public library will not even carry that book. And he said, Bush did, he said he had something in common with John Quincy Adams. Well, what was it? John Quincy Adams was anti-Masonic.
Quincy Adams, because of the European Illuminati taking over Masonry, and this is the president, folks, had it banned. And that's why, according to MSNBC, who interviewed 100 Skull and Bones members at Yale, they sent German money over to take over Yale as a base to take America over. Now, that's what Bush has in common, is that the Skull and Bones cult helped take America over for the New World Order.
Yeah, and John Quincy Adams said the oath of Freemasonry is contrary to the laws of God and the laws of the land. So therefore, being that Webster's Unified Dictionary calls it a cult, we should use the Monroe Doctrine to counter the cult of Freemasonry.
Thanks for the call, Spencer. I'll just say this. At the higher levels of Masonry, it's the same as the Skull and Bones oath. You have to promise to cut the entrails out of anybody, to hang anybody, to strangle anybody that you're ordered to. Any fellow Mason that lets out any secrets, you have to promise to strangle your wife with her intestines after cutting her open if you're ordered to do so. That's what they do, folks. I mean, but again, the average Mason is low level, like Davy Crockett or George Washington. They never got into higher degrees. They were good men. They go after good people. They want to suck you in. So it's not, again, folks, some people say it's the Masons. It's the Catholic Church. No, it's the Jews running it. No, it's the WASP. It's the, folks, it's evil people in all groups. And these groups want to make everything racial or group-oriented so you can't criticize these organizations. But all these big organizations, whether it's the NRA or the ACLU, or the Masons, those running Israel who killed Yitzhak Rabin because he wouldn't follow orders. These are the evil people. Evil people! Regardless of what color they are. It's just that simple. We've got to fight against those evil people. Tough new tactics by U.S. tighten grip on Iraq towns. This is out of the New York Times. As the guerrilla war against Iraqi insurgents intensifies, American soldiers have begun wrapping entire villages in barbed wire. In selective cases, American soldiers are demolishing buildings thought to be used by Iraqi attackers. See, that's Israeli tactics. And by the way, I have an article here admitting Israel's there running all this. They have begun imprisoning the relatives of suspected guerrillas. Now, the Nazis did that, see? Arresting children and women. Oh, you're going to pay, because we think your husband did something wrong. Notice, suspect. They have begun imprisoning the relatives of suspected guerrillas in hopes of pressing the insurgents to turn themselves in. Folks, that is so illegal, so criminal, so bad. The Americans embarked on their get-tough strategy in early November, goaded by what proved to be the deadliest month yet for American forces in Iraq. with 81 soldiers killed by hostile fire. The response they chose is beginning to echo the Israeli counterinsurgency campaign in occupied territories. Kidnapping people's children, folks. How can you say that's good? So far, the new approach appears to be succeeding in diminishing the threat to American soldiers, but it appears to be coming at a cost of alienating many of the people the Americans are trying to win over. Abu Hishma is quiet now, but he is angry too. And it says, if you have one of these cards, you can come and go, coaxed Lieutenant Colonel Nathan Sassman. See, they have their national ID cards. The battalion commander and his men oversee the village about 50 miles north of Baghdad. If you don't have one of these cards, you can't. The Iraqis nodded and edged their cars through the line over to one side. An Iraqi man named Tarki muttered in anger. I see no difference between us and the Palestinians, he said. We didn't expect anything like this after Saddam fell. And our news says torture's good and they're kidnapping people's children. We're wearing the black hats, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look. Now you can hear more of A Good Thing. Beginning Monday, November 17th, we are expanding our daily program to 2 hours. A Closer Look will air Monday through Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Join me each day as we take a closer look at the issues that affect your daily lives. I take the mainstream media to task by exposing the real power behind the international elite that are working to bring this great nation to its knees. A Closer Look puts you in the driver's seat by keeping you informed. Our program, combined with other programs on this network, such as Alex Jones, strives to present a united front on the war against corruption being perpetrated by our politicians. We provide you the means to halt their assault so we can take our country back. So join me Monday through Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Be there.
The plan in Iraq is to have the U.S. go in, do the dirty work, and then have our foreign European owners take credit for coming in as the saviors. And now Newsweek is reporting, Gingrich speaks out against administration policy in Iraq, saying the U.S. went off a cliff. In an exclusive interview with Newsweek, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, a quiet, confidant of Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, says the U.S. went off a cliff in Iraq. That's a quote in the December 15th issue on newsstands today. Gingrich talks about the shortcomings of the Bush administration policy in Iraq, saying that Americans can't win in Iraq, only Iraqis can win in Iraq. And Gingrich is a member of the Influential Defense Policy Board, argues that the administration has taken far too much emphasis on the military solution, and they are slighting the political element, report the national security correspondent John Barry and assistant managing editor Evan Thomas. And he says while he's not speaking for the entire board, it is rare that one of the members' voices is a dissenting view in public. The Army's reaction to Vietnam was not to think about it, he says. Rather than absorb the lessons of counterinsurgency, Gingrich says, the Army adopted a deliberate strategy of amnesia because people don't want to ever do it again. The Army rebuilt a superb fighting force for waging a conventional war. I am very proud of what Operation Iraqi Martial Law Franks did. I added that martial law part. Up until the moment of deciding how to transfer power to the Iraqis, then we go off a cliff. And in some of the other news here, news of bizarre deaths, Harrison crash at airport kills two Whitewater figure pilot. Harrison, Arkansas, this is the Associated Press, a two-seat single-engine beach plane crashed about 1,000 feet short of the Boone County Regional Airport runway Thursday morning, killing the 72-year-old pilot, John H. Haley. Haley, a lawyer for Governor Jim Guy Tucker, an ex-chairman of the state's prison board with all the tainted HIV blood, remember that, was involved in the Whitewater scandal. Also killed was Farish Kincaid, 70, of North Little Rock, who was along on a business trip. Boone County Sheriff Danny Hickman said Haley had a car rented at about 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. when he was due to fly back to Little Rock, according to Judy McCutcheon, airport manager. In 95, a federal grand jury indicted Haley, Tucker, and Williams, J. Marks, for concocting a sham bankruptcy to avoid paying taxes on the sale of Florida cable television system in 1980s. Haley pleaded guilty in 98 to a misdemeanor charge and paid $40,000 in restitution. And he also cooperated with Whitewater investigators in exchange for probation, and a fine. State investigators later dropped efforts to disbar him. And it goes on and on with him involved with the scams with Clinton. Another bizarre death. We're almost out of time here. Top secret advisor to four presidents dies violently in D.C. Gus W. Weiss, 72, advisor to four presidents on top secret policy matters, died violently in Washington, D.C. on November 25th, but his death was not reported by the Washington Post until December 7th in the obituary section of the bottom page of C-12. His hometown newspaper, the Nashville Tennessean, was the only a week late in reporting his death, but at the time of the date, and they all they would say was the circumstances surrounding his death could not be confirmed this night. Reading on to news articles, it looks like and he'd been saying he was against the Iraq war, and it looks like he was murdered. And many are shocked by his death. Again, I'll have to cover more of this tomorrow or back from 9 to midnight tonight. I'll be in Houston the 13th this Saturday showing Road to Tyranny and They Live from 6 to midnight at the Alamo Drafthouse West Oak Shopping Center. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to learn more and to get my documentary films or books and to spread the word and fight the New World Order. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I'm out of time. Thanks to all the sponsors and affiliates and listeners. God bless you all.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.